Ants Aren't Gentlemen by P.G. Wodehouse.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. My attention was drawn to the spots on my chest. When I was in my bath, singing, if I remember rightly, the Toreador song from the opera Carmen. They were pink in colour, rather like the first faint flush of dawn, and I viewed them with concern. I'm not a fussy man, but I do object to being freckled like a pard, as I once heard Jeeves describe it. A pard, I take it, being something in the order of one of those dogs beginning with D. "Jeeves," I said at the breakfast table, "I've got spots on my chest."
"Indeed, sir."
"Pink."
"Indeed, sir."
"I don't like them."
"A very understandable prejudice, sir. Might I inquire if they itch?"
"Sort of."
"I would not advocate scratching them."
"I disagree with you. You have to take a firm line with spots. Remember what the poet said."
"Sir?"
"The poet Ogden Nash, the poem he wrote defending the practice of scratching." "Who was Barbara Fritchie, Jeeves?"
"A lady of some prominence in the American War Between the States, sir."
"A woman of strong character, one you could rely on?"
"So I have always understood, sir."
"Well, here's what the poet Nash wrote. I'm greatly attached to Barbara Fritchie. I'll bet she scratched when she was itchy. But I shall not be content with scratching. I shall place myself in hands of a competent doctor."
"A very prudent decision, sir."
The trouble was... that